Chapter 12. Cedric's Sheep. The following day, Cedric was cutting a field of crops on his farmland. His plan for the day was to finish the field of crops, then check the animals, and finally take some of them to Merrick the butcher. After he had cut a field of wheat, he grabbed a handful of the sheaves and tied them together in bundles. Once he had bundled up all the wheat, he placed them all in the small wooden cart he owned and began to push it to Alan the miller. He slowly pushed the cart past the large oak tree near to the church. As he started to push down the hill, the cart began to gain speed and had to pull it back with all his strength to stop it from rolling away from him. Once the cart was below the imposing castle, he began to push it up past the rushing waterfall until he had reached the top of the slope. He stopped for a moment and took a few deep breaths. It was hard work pushing all this wheat. He carried on down the other castle slope, passing the small stone bridge next to the watermill. He could finally see the canvas sails of the windmills in front of him and knew he was almost there. Finally, he reached Alan the miller and handed him the wheat in return for 4 shovels. After a small amount of polite conversation, Cedric bid good day to Alan and he turned and headed back to his farm to check on the animals. When he arrived at the farm, he started to count his sheep. He completed the count, but seemed puzzled, so he counted again, and then again for a third time. He thought, how can this be possible? I should have 40 sheep here, but there are only 34. Where could they have gone? Brunhild, he shouted into the air, you have my sheep! Cedric raced off to find the poacher and get his sheep back. Out of breath, Cedric finally arrived, shouting and screaming at the poacher's hut. He then had second thoughts. However, it was too late. Brunhild emerged from the hut. I've not got your sheep, farmer, Brunhild bellowed. I haven't been near your farm. Cedric was confused. If Brunhild had not taken the sheep, then who did? Where on kingdom could they be? He turned away and returned to his farm, confused and annoyed.